Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jean-Anne?
I speaking?
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to a Scottish redress claim for your time during care.
Hi there.
Yeah, is it a good time to speak at the minute?
Will it take very long? In fact, it should be okay. It should be all right, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. So all you need to do today, to be fair, is just confirm a few details with yourself. Take a very brief statement. And we can look at getting the ball, obviously, rolling for yourself. So, got your name is Jean-Anne McGregor?
Yep.
Is that a middle name, or is it a part of Jean, sorry?
No, so Jean-Anne, it's only one word.
Yeah,
I know it's
perfect. No, don't worry, I've just never seen it before, I was just double-checking. And could you just confirm your date of birth?
The 28th of the 7th, 1990.
Perfect, thank you. And just, the best email address is jmcgregor2807@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. And is it miss or missus, sorry?
Just miss.
Miss, perfect, no worries. So would you have been known by any other names when you was younger, growing up or anything like that?
No.
No. And can you just confirm your door number and postcode for me?
Yep, it's 105 Castlemilk Drive, flat 1-2. And it's G4590G.
Okay, thank you. And is it 105 Castle Milk, did you say?
Yeah, 105, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And what age was it when you was placed into care, sorry?
I was around 12, 13 years old.
Around 12, 13 years old, no worries. So do you know your mother's and father's names?
So it was just my mother. Her married name was Lorraine Maxwell. And her maiden name was Lorraine McGregor. My father's never really been on the scene. He's not on my birth certificate or anything like that.
No, don't worry then. You'll just obviously take your mother's details. That's no problem. That's just in case, obviously, you know, if a name is on the forms or anything like that and any files, it'll just help us locate your information as well. So, obviously, you said you was around 12, 13 at the time that you was placed into care. Where is it that you was placed?
So I was placed into a placing unit called Hollow Glen.
Hollow Glen? And what area is that?
So it was in the Spring Boys area of Glasgow.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal. Yeah. I think I actually could close down the door.
Yeah, and it was Hollow Glen, sorry, you said, is that...?
Hollow Glen Children's Home, yeah.
Yeah, just a moment. And how long was you in there for, roughly?
Well, I was in there for about nearly a year or two before I got placed into another unit as well.
Yeah, no worries. So it would have been around, you was around 12, 13, so about 2002 till around 2004.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Thank you. And then where did you go after that?
I went to North Road, so it's N-O-R-S-E. North Road and...
North Rose.
Yeah, North Road.
So did you say Rose, R-O-S-E, sorry?
N-O-R-S-E.
Oh, perfect. North Road. Yep. And that's Children's Home. What area is that?
That was in Scotstoun.
And how long was you there for?
I was there until I was 16, and then I got placed into a hostel.
No worries, it's like another 2 years there as well. So, yeah, so sorry about this, but if you could just explain like a little bit of, you know, what you experienced at your time at Hollow Glen first.
Yeah, so in Hollow Glen, basically I'd went to school one day, and then basically I was told I was going to stay with a respite family and go back home the next day, and basically I never got any information of why I wasn't going home or where I was going or anything like that. I found that all the staff were very quite disinterested. Were doing things like opening the toilet door, like when I was in a shower and that. Therefore, letting other users see my naked body and things like that. There was a whole day brain going on as well, where I helped her, they came back in.
Sorry, your connection just started to cut off then, sorry. Could you just repeat that, sorry?
Sorry, I said I was quite bullied in there as well, whereas a few of the staff commended the bully for a victim. They would take the bullet out on day trips and things like that, and kind of leave you there. It was very detrimental to health, to which I still suffer from as well at the moment. I just feel like they were just all dead, very disinterested in me at all.
Yeah. Just one moment, sorry, because I'm just trying to make a bit of a note of this as well at the same time. Obviously, they didn't try to stop the bullying. If anything, they encouraged it and rewarded them for it, if anything, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's awful as well, sorry to hear that. Is there anything else that you can think of during your time at Hologun at all?
It was just that. It was like, I don't know how to explain it, the whole place. But if you type it into Google, you can see something. It was like an absolute jail. It was like a big white building that was all gated and that. It was quite horrible. As I said, I felt like the staff were just very, disinterested. They were doing the right help.
And then what about at North Road? What was that like?
North Road was actually okay. It was actually all right. The staff in there were actually quite helpful. I did obviously have mental health issues as a child. I feel like they could have followed up with that a bit more, because I'm 35 years old now and I'm still suffering from it. I was actually in a mental health unit for nearly 2 months last year. I've had ongoing problems with everything. Overall, they were all right. You were left on devices when you were kind of struggling, and I felt like as soon as I turned 16, they kind of just threw me out because they had started moaning about the fact that it was the bullies that was getting the more help. Not long after my 16th birthday, they put me into a hostel with myself and six guys.
Right, oh god, yeah. Oh, that's not good either, is it, to be fair? But would you say it was more Hollow? Would you say it was more Hollow Glen where you experienced by it, the abuse then?
Yeah, Hollow Glen, yeah.
Right, okay, no problem. So, obviously, like I said, I have managed to take all of the information from that as well. So, thank you for obviously taking the time to discuss that as well. And obviously, you know, it can be difficult. So, I do appreciate that as well. Just so you're aware as well, when we do make these claims, we're not just like clutching at straws and, you know, hoping for the best, hoping that you're going to get some money back, providing you have experienced some type of abuse, which from what you've just told me there, you definitely have done, and you will be looking at getting a refund back for these claims. Obviously, I know it's not all about the money, but just so you are aware, obviously, the average refund at the moment is between £42,000 and £68,000. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you're going to get as much as that. You could get less, could even get more, but that is the average of what people are getting back at the moment. Just obviously to confirm, Jinan, you don't suffer from any kind of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No, I don't. No,
perfect, no worries. So just one more thing as well. In order for us to make a claim for you, we do just need basically to put down a beneficiary, someone who, if anything was to happen to yourself, they would actually receive this money on your behalf. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for you?
Jodie Crystal.
Jodie?
Crystal.
Crystal? Just C-R-Y-S-T-A-L?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Would you have a contact number for Jodie at the moment?
Yeah, it's 07359.
Yeah.
654-814.
Yeah. And yeah, so basically, in order for us to make this claim on your behalf now, all we do need, to be completely honest, Virgin Anne, is just a proof of ID, so a picture of like a driver's license or a passport, even a bus pass, something like that, and also just a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Okay.
Would you have them? You've only got a birth certificate, have you?
A birth certificate and a letter from like the electoral roll.
What we can do if you, sorry?
I've obviously got like my council tax letters, my rent agreements, my housing letters, things like that.
You were going to say what we can do if you've not got a photo ID is we can just use 3 different proof of addresses. So just any letters that have your name and address on, but they do need to be dated within the last 3 months.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah, would you have 3 different letters like that, yeah?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so basically, I've just sent you a message over on WhatsApp. If you can just take pictures of those 3 different letters for me, just make sure the full page is on the picture, and just send those over for me. Whilst you're sending that, I'm just going to get the form sent out for you as well, okay?
Okay, no problem. That's amazing. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. It won't be a moment for you.
Okay, I'll get them just now. Thanks. Sorry, are you there?
Hiya, Jeanette. I have managed to send those forms out for you.
Yeah, no problem.
Have you managed to find any documents yet?
Yeah, I've got them, yeah. It's just it's not letting me delete an app to reinstall WhatsApp just now.
Oh, God, have you not got it on your phone?
No,
I can send you an email if you...
Yeah, that would be easier for me if you could do that.
Yeah. No worries. No, that's fine. I'll send an email. All it is, people normally, you know, use WhatsApp, so we just send a WhatsApp instead. Might be easier with email if you take the pictures now beforehand, and then you can just upload them onto the email.
Yeah, I've just took the photos there. I was trying to get them sent.
No, don't worry. I'll get it sent over now, just one moment. Yeah, sorry, just to see, I was just about to say, because I've noticed that there was only one fix. Have you not actually got WhatsApp on your phone at the moment?
No, I haven't, no.
No, don't worry. Well, I have just sent that email now, then, if it's easier for you. Just let me know when it's sent, and I'll refresh it on my end.
Yeah, that would be great. Sorry, it's like an iPhone 6 I used just now.
No, don't worry about it, honestly.
So it's a bit
cold.
Just a second.
Logan,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Okay, so it's my council tax letter, my rent increase notice, a letter from my mental health team, is that okay?
That's perfect, yeah, just as long as you take a picture of all four corners of the page are on the picture, and I can see that the date's within the last 3 months as well.
Yeah, no, that should be fine. The first one's just attaching, then you can let me know.
No, don't worry, I take it. It can be more or less anything, to be honest, as long as it's... You know, from a proper company, right?
Uh-huh. No, that's fine. What the fuck? Oh, that's it. Yeah, I've just sent that over.
I'll just refresh it on my end. Just one moment, you're just loading now. Only probably, it's not a problem, but it's just my emails go really slow because I've got that many of them in there. That one's 24th of Feb, that's okay. Yeah, that one's for a year into the council tax anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you for getting all of those back for me as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really, really simple now, to be fair. All that's left is just a form that we need to sign. Basically gives us the authority to contact the local authorities and get your information, but also just, like, mentions our fees as well. So just obviously so you are aware, we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. So if you don't get any money back, we won't charge you a penny for anything. In any successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Perfect, thank you. Yes, if you could... No, don't worry. And can you just double-check then? You should have just received a text from myself. And whilst that's loading, I do just need to make you aware that, just to make you aware as well, that there are three ways you can do these claims. You can do it yourself without a solicitor. You can do it with a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 off the government scheme. Or you can do it with ourselves under a private agreement, as already discussed.
Uh-huh. I'll just do your food, because I'm not dinner, we have a lot of stuff in there anyway, so...
No, that's perfect, don't worry. Yeah, so like I said, you can just open up that text, it's really simple to be fair. You'll see a big blue box that says execute all documents. Just underneath that, there's just a box to enter your signature.
Yeah, I think I've done it, but I don't think the actual signature went right on it. But it says sign incomplete.
Oh, perfect. I can just double check that now, one moment.
I think it just went it fast.
Let's try and see that. Oh, to be fair, I'm not too sure. I can't seem to see the signature on there.
I know, I just thought it kept disappearing when I was doing it.
Yeah. I think if you tap anywhere outside the box, I think it does just clear it. I'm just going to double check it. I'll resend. Yeah, so it is just a little line that. So what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm just going to just delete them ones and then just resend it as well. It'll just be 10 seconds for you. I'll get a brand new one sent over. I think if you tap kind of anywhere outside the box once you've entered your signature, it will just delete it. So just try and be a little bit careful. After you put it in, just press the blue box and it should be fine. Mm-hmm. Perfect. You should just receive another text from me now.
Yeah, I got it there. Thank you. See, as I'm typing it, it's disappearing. Would it be easier if I jump over to the library and sign this?
It shouldn't, like I said, if you just try and make sure that you don't tap anything else outside of the screen when you do it, it should be fairly simple, to be fair.
Oh, wait there, I think that's it now.
I was going to say... Oh, perfect, no worries.
I think I was a retina agent for 11 years, don't you know?
Yeah, no, perfect. That's come through a sign now anyway. I'll just double check it, but I do think that should be okay now anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's perfect, honestly. Like you say, that's better than most of them, to be fair. They are usually just a big squiggle anyway.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no worries. Just to confirm, I'm not too sure if I asked earlier on, but you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No, I've not got a terminal illness. I did, just as I said, I've been in the mental health unit last year.
Yeah.
But I've got an autoimmune disease, but that affects my eyesight, and I've got obviously mental health issues, borderline personality disorder and complex trauma and stuff, but no terminal. Yeah.
No, of course, no worries, that's fine then. So basically, that is everything that we will need for now. The only other thing is the solicitors will give you a call back in a few days' time just to let you know that the case has been accepted. Obviously, from that point, the claim takes roughly around 12 months in total. But they will just kind of do it quietly behind the scenes. So after they've let you know it's been accepted, I don't really think you'll hear much from them until it comes to the time of, you know, actually getting paid and things like that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just want to say, obviously, thank you for taking the time to discuss this with me as well today. I understand it can be a bit of a difficult conversation, so I do appreciate you obviously taking the time to discuss this with me as well. But other than that, like I said, that is everything for now. Obviously, I'll get this updated now. And thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks very much. Thank you. Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thank you. You have a lovely day.
You too.